Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Jackpot has grown to over $64 million.
It all started with a lottery ticket.
You got the numbers wrong!
Wrong?
An honest cop. And a waitress.
Probably you've had good luck your entire life, which is the opposite of me.
In the middle of a very bad day.
Just don't have enough for a tip.
I'll live.
Lottery ticket? If this ticket wins, I'll come back tomorrow and split the proceeds. And if it doesn't, I'll still come back and leave you a tip. What do you think?
I think I'm never going to see you again.
What happened next? It's beyond their wildest dreams.
I've got something to tell you.
Oh, my God!
This is a story of money, the things it can buy, and the one thing...
You're doing great!
It can't.
Oh, no.
It could happen to you.
It could happen to you. Welcome, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. And yes, we have yet another money theme show. The crowd goes wild. Barb's going wild anyway. My producer, Barb Perry. She's dressed in green today. Beautiful green. It's money green. Hey, there you go, babe. she's totally in line with the show and doesn't even know it. That's how on she is. Hope everybody had a great week. It is Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday. I'm just like, how did we get here? I was walking my dog outside yesterday afternoon and looking at my garden going, it was just September, like a week ago. It's so bizarre. Anyway, if you have a question about any of the stuff that we've talked about in the last couple shows, because we've been talking about this whole money, wealth, and prosperity thing for a couple of weeks now, you got a question for me, I want you to call me. And the number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, the number is 877-230-3062. Today we're doing part three of Money, Wealth, and Prosperity, Practical Magic. Yes, kids, this is what you've been waiting for, the three magic words, the magic bullet to change your life. Well, I'll give you, how about if I give you an entire magazine full of magic bullets and just see where you end up shooting them? How's that sound? Little shout out to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Pretty cool that we are out there on the high def stations. You can go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com, and on the right side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to the show. You can also rate the show. You can also write a review of the show. Pretty groovy. Are you ready for this? Do you want to know what my numbers are? I'm so excited about this, folks. I just have to say this. As of the end of October, the subscribers that we know of through iTunes, etc., I have 38,757 subscribers. So, you know, I'm thinking we could, you know, what, triple that number? So, yeah, I'm pretty jazzed about that. So, if you haven't subscribed, do that, and then you'll show up in our numbers. How's that sound? The archives of the show, you may want to go back and listen to the last 2 weeks after you hear what we're talking about today. And to get to the archives, you can go straight to my website now, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. On the radio show page, we have the shows right there. You can play them straight on that page. It's so awesome. Auburn Lahosky, my website goddess, did a great job on that. And then you can also click on the little icons and send those shows to people that you know of that might benefit from the subjects. You can Twitter about them. You can do all that great stuff. Would really appreciate that, actually, getting the word out. And if there is a topic you want me to cover on the show, definitely get a hold of me. Send me an email or shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And that you can get to from michellemorgan.org. There's a Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page. And would love to have you get onto the Facebook. I know it's some people have a hard time with Facebook, but it's kind of fun because I get a chance to have conversations with you in between shows. And it's a great place to get a hold of me if you've got a question or have a topic. So before we dive into our topic today, we have to do, of course, the Cosmic Critter of the Week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Animal Spirit Guides Cosmic Critter of the Week comes every week, care of Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who has a show on this station, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. So I was being a little manipulative this morning, I have to say, because I was just gonna choose the animal, because as I was walking into the studios here at Contact Talk Radio, I darn near got like B-52'd by three seagulls that were going completely bonkers. And seagull has a very interesting energy. But then Ram decided it wanted to show up. So, you know, seagulls, I'll pay attention to you. And I'll give Ram to all my audience. How's that sound? Here's Ram, big horn sheep. Whatever you've been considering starting, now is the time to go ahead and begin it. There's something that is out of balance in your life, so determine what that is and take steps to correct it. The timing is right for you to pursue intellectual or educational interests and activities, so make a plan to do so and put it into action. You're ready for some new challenges, so be willing to charge ahead with whatever gets your attention. And finally, you're going through or about to go through a spiritual initiation leading to an emergence of a different sense of yourself. Pretty cool. If I'm not mistaken, I think Ram showed up a while back, but wanted to show up again. I think that's really appropriate energy since we are winding down the end of this year. And according to all astrology that I've been privy to, 2011 is going to be a much more forward moving year for people. So there you go. All righty. Here's the deal. Prosperity. Wealth. Prosperity is a term that I typically apply specifically to economic well-being. Wealth, which is actually a word that I prefer, is specific to abundant supply in all areas of your life. Peace of mind, harmonious relationships, physical and mental health, and financial plenty. So here's the deal about prosperity consciousness, which leads to wealth. Prosperity consciousness is a definitive mindset that requires tremendous effort and deliberation. We've been talking in the last two shows about how belief systems, ideas, and attitudes can get in the way of prosperity because they get in the way of the consciousness of prosperity. So, in other words, based on your belief systems and the attitudes you're waltzing around with, you could be actually sabotaging the flow of money in your life. The mind is the one thing that simultaneously stands between and connects us to God, all right? And prosperity consciousness is, in fact, a mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual state. And as usual, the mental piece is the most difficult one to maintain because that's where the belief systems grab on and keep a hold. So the methods I'm going to share with you today are really useful in keeping your focus on wealth and prosperity. And they're fun. They'll get you excited. They'll plug you into possibility. They will literally align you with miracles. And probably the most important, at least for me, they satisfy the human need for control and taking action. How many of you out there need to feel in control and need to feel like you're doing something, taking some action? Class? I see about a billion hands being raised right now. Remember the three stages of manifestation. You have to keep going during stage two. Remember, stage one is where you're doing all this stuff. You're going to do all these cool things that I'm going to tell you about today. You're going to do them. You're going to. There's no way you're not going to be able to because they're just too enticing. So you're going to do them, and things are going to start to pop. Things are going to start to happen. You're going to get some results. Very exciting. Stage two, not only will the results typically stop, most of the time things get worse. And that's the clearing out phase. Don't give up, even if it seems like the process is not working. When you are in stage two, in fact, you should be shouting hallelujah because you're closest to that stage three, which is when things start to actually manifest, when your dreams actually start to come true. But the clearing process is necessary. Catherine Ponder says, the tide will turn one step beyond where we think we can no longer go on. So hang in there. Because it's going to change. So here's another little thing about these methods. Once you start doing this stuff, money won't necessarily drop out of the sky. Note my choice of words. It won't necessarily drop out of the sky. Sometimes, in fact, what will happen is you'll be led to ideas or actions that ultimately prosper you. However, this is a true story, amazing story, of what can happen if you have your brain in line with the divine nature of prosperity consciousness. There was a woman in Chicago or somewhere, one of those cities, who was just new to the prosperity consciousness stuff, and she was working it like nobody's business, really, really making an effort. And she's walking down the street this one day, busy city street, hundreds of people passing by, and she looks down on the ground, and there is an envelope, well-trodden upon envelope. And she had never before in her entire life picked up garbage off of the city street randomly, but she was compelled, literally compelled to pick up this envelope. She picked it up. She opened it up. $10,000 money order in it, blank, and a note inside that said, bless whoever finds this. Yeah, bless whoever finds this. Now, personally, I would love to be the person that went to the bank and did that $10,000 money order and put it in an envelope and tossed it on the street. How much fun would that be, right? Yeah, bless whoever finds this. Okay, so that kind of stuff does happen, just like lotteries get won, okay? So prosperity consciousness requires total trust in God as the source of your supply. And that kind of trust requires what I've been yakking about for a year now, kids, an intimate relationship with God. Here's the challenge. When you have an intimate relationship with God, you begin to come into integrity in your life from the deepest level, which means everything that is out of integrity in your life up to that point will get triggered and put in your face big time. So you can see it, own it, and heal it. So that's where that whole, you know, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better thing takes place, but hello, what would you rather have? In fact, I'm certain I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. They did an expose on the lottery. This was a number of years ago. 85% approximately of people who win the lottery are bankrupt within 2 years. They don't just lose the money they win. They actually screw up their finances to the degree that they have lack consciousness. So you give somebody with lack consciousness $1 million, they're going to manifest $1 million worth of trauma in their life and then some. So that just shows to go, yeah, that you have to get your belief systems in line. You got to heal that stuff. Otherwise, you're not going to be truly prosperous. So another really amazing gift that comes out of prosperity consciousness is whatever lessons you have to learn, that consciousness will actually help you learn them more thoroughly with much more positive results. Doesn't mean you're going to get rich immediately, because prosperity consciousness leads to well-being on all levels. You have to heal on all levels in order to truly succeed. I'm going to nag you and lecture you for just another moment, and then we're going to take a short break. And then, I promise, swear to you, I know I've been dangling this carrot now for weeks, haven't I? Oh, I'm going to tell you all these great fun things to do. And then I just go off on my tangents, on my flaming soapbox. All right, hang in there, kids. One more little thing I want to talk about. Important. And here's why. Here's actually why I'm lecturing you. I have this massive thing about I do not want to set anybody up for failure. I have such a huge issue with that. There's so many wounded healers in this world. There's so many people in the New Age and even in religious cultures that will absolutely preach these quick fix, three-letter, you know, fast things and don't even remotely set it up so that somebody can succeed. And I have this huge, huge thing about that. So that's, you know, just hang in there with me, humor me. I'm doing this for a reason. I do really want people to get a grip on this stuff and succeed because there's nothing better than watching somebody really, really, really connect to God and have the kind of life they want. So the last thing I want to talk about is fear. Okay. Holding on. You want to know the reason for the severity of the recession that we're in, that we're going through, we have gone through? Fear. That's it. I have two different clients that worked on the inside of Washington Mutual Bank. Are you ready for this? Washington Mutual went belly up in 48 hours. They went from, you know, being in that whole echelon of, well, you know, we got to rethink some things. 48 hours later, they were upside down because they had some ungodly amount of millions taken out. People panicked and withdrew their money. And the bank literally 48 hours later was gone. That just freaks me out. Here's the thing. Circulation is necessary from both an energetic and logistical standpoint. And the problem that we're dealing with right now, I mean, even according to the experts, the recession has been over for a year and a half. According to the experts, it's been about 18 months now, the recession has been technically over. It's not over. People are still just hanging on by their fingernails. They continue to be scared and not spend their money. So the economy continues to falter. That's why we're talking about this whole double dip recession potential. Prosperity requires ebb and flow, which requires absolute faith in God, because none of us as human beings like the ebb. None of us. We want it to flow all the time. And that ain't possible. So, all right. I'm now stepping off my flaming soapbox. I will put the fire out. Barb's going to take us to a break and we will return. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away. That's money, money. That's M-O-N-E-Y. So sexy. Down at low, the boat by the beach on the west coast. Oh, yeah. And I enjoy some fine champagne.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Money. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck or a pound is all that makes the world go round, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, money. I rarely give Barb any ideas for songs because pretty much I don't need to. And that's pretty much obvious. I couldn't remotely compete with her and her extraordinary knowledge of tunage. Welcome back, everybody. In case you haven't figured it out, what is our theme today? Money, 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 money. How to manifest it, baby. All righty. So, oh yeah, by the way, you're listening to Living on a Prayer, and I'm Michelle Morgan. So here's the deal. That same three-step formula necessary for success that we talked about, outlined in detail in the show on forgiveness back on August 16th, applies to creating wealth, that exact same formula. And here's the formula: purification, illumination, and union with God. So here's how that works. Step one, purification or cleansing. This is the release of things, ideas, beliefs, etc. Really big emphasis on the belief system thing, okay? Money is such a loaded issue because of the survival self-worth connection that we've been talking about. So, obviously, more than anything else, manifesting true wealth requires purification. So here's some ways you can do that besides shifting those belief systems. You've heard me nag about that enough. Here's some other ways of getting that started. Outer cleansing. Go through and organize and declutter. I mean it. Your physical realm, wealth, the tangible aspects of wealth, the prosperity aspects of wealth, that financial piece is in the physical realm. So clean up your physical world. Go through your closets. Go through your drawers. Go through your car, go through your purse, your wallet, etc. Go through and clean out the clutter. Because true wealth is divine in nature, you have to create divine order in your life in order to create anything else that's divine. And that is, you know, a seemingly really simple thing, but I know for a lot of people that's really challenging and really scary. And there's a good place to see belief systems in action as well, is what you're, you know, afraid to go through and clean up and let go of can give you some good indication into why you might be hanging on to things. We have to be willing to release the lesser for the greater. There's a great quote. I've quoted this before. Henry David Thoreau said it. And then it was later quoted by Dr. Emmett Wilson. It is, we must be willing to let angels go, that archangels may come into our lives. Really hard to let go of something that's good for something that's perfect. Perfect example of this. Girls, all the girls listening, I know you know what this is all about. Going through the closet, right? Going through the clothes, the wardrobe revamp thing. Gosh, I haven't worn that in 4 years, but you know, it's so cute, and I might wear it again. Someday. Oh, yeah, sure you will. It'll sit in the closet for another 4 years. So you have to be willing to let go of something really cute, really fabulous for something that's truer, something that is better. And, you know, slightly facetious example, but nonetheless, you get the point. Let go of the good for the awesome. Be really willing to do that. Risk yourself on that. And again, this is about integrity. If there are situations or relationships in your life that aren't in line with your highest good, you're going to know what they are. Everybody listening to this show's got at least, you know, a spoonful of consciousness. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening. You know when something's out of line. So be willing to release it. And that takes tremendous courage and a lot of commitment. But boy, once you take that step, baby, the ball starts rolling big time. Another form of release that can be very challenging but extraordinarily powerful is to turn away from the thought of debt and troubling financial situations. And the best way to do that is to utilize prayers of denial. Denial That is such a powerful force. Anyone that has been in association with an addict knows full well the power of denial. I personally believe that the only power greater than denial is the power of prayer. So if you put the two of them together and you use denial consciously, it's extraordinary. If you refuse to accept a situation as your reality and be willing to be open to it changing, then God can get in there and work his mojo. If you're freaking out about something and hanging on for dear life to the freak out, then it tangles God up big time. His hands are tied, basically, and he can't really do a whole lot. So there are specific prayers. Catherine Ponder has a bunch of them in her books. So does Florence Scovel Shinn. You guys have heard me preaching about these two women. Amazing resources, these books. One of my favorites is No, I Refuse to Accept This Situation as My Reality. Or a version of it is No, I Refuse to Accept This Condition as Permanent. My Wealth Cannot Be Limited. And here's the thing, y'all. As we've been talking about, money is this humongous symbol of survival. And I don't care who you are right now. I bet you anything, everybody in this nation at least has got some fear around money. Because it's just so volatile on this planet right now. And the attitude is so fear-based. It's hard to not get caught in that from a human perspective. This is why the answer, okay, the key to prosperity consciousness is not a human thing. It's a God thing. So you're going to worry. You're going to have situations that show up that trigger that fear in you. You're going to get a bill in the mail, or you're going to, you know, go through your bank statement or whatever you're going to do. And you're going to go, oh my gosh, I've got this debt, or I've got this payment that I can't make, blah, blah, blah. The minute you start to go into that fear, and I mean the minute you do, that's when you whip out one of these prayers. Say them out loud, preferably if you can get away with it, and just literally say no to the troubling situation. Another great method is to say, peace, be still. That's a biblical statement that's really powerful. No, I refuse to accept this condition as permanent or to accept the situation as my reality. My wealth cannot be limited. Here's another amazing affirmation specific for debt. So if any of you listen right now are troubled by debt, dealing with debt, you have to be willing, first of all, to believe in miracles. You really do. You have to be willing to believe in miracles because they happen all the time. And if you don't think they happen to you, it's because you got a belief system in the way. So be willing to just be open to them happening to you. Here's a great prosperity prayer for debt. I give thanks that all financial obligations are now wiped out under grace in a miraculous way. Isn't that sweet? I give thanks that all financial obligations are now wiped out under grace in a miraculous way. Just spoke to somebody who had a massive medical bill. Her insurance kicked in 1 week after she had to have emergency surgery, had an unfathomable bill, and did not have the income to pay for it. She went in and had a conversation with the surgeon, and do you know what this doctor said to her? He said, I'll tell you what. If you give me $600, I will have my financial people write off the rest of it. They wiped out about $3,000 off of her bill because she went and asked. And she was doing some prayer work prior. Telling you, it happens, kids. It's amazing. But you have to be willing to believe in miracles. I can hear the sound of people right now listening to what I'm saying going, yeah, right. Like that's ever going to happen. Can you hear eyes rolling, Barb? I can. I know. It's hard to believe this stuff sometimes. But trust me when I tell you, if you are willing to start believing, and that's just the spiritual Nike commercial. You have to just do it. You really do. You have to just start believing. If you're willing to do that, I'm telling you, line it up, babes. It's tons of fun. Here's another very important release process. Forgiveness. I want you to check out the archived shows from August 16th and August 23rd. We had a two-parter specifically on forgiveness. Give you a whole ton of information on that, but forgiveness is crucial. There ain't no way if you're looking for divine prosperity, divine wealth, there's no way that if you're carrying a bunch of grudges or you're angry or feeling hateful or hurt or betrayed by things and people in your life, there's no way that that money is going to come to you. It's just not going to be possible because you will have choked
out the channel. So forgiveness is crucial. Purification or release starts the flow. We talked about ebb and flow. You got to start that flow. So you have to release your money. That's another release. You have to use the substance at hand. That's an also a scary thing. Boy, a lot of people struggle with that. I'm going to read you a little excerpt from Catherine Ponder's book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. If you haven't gotten that book yet, get it. It's amazing. It's the ultimate Bible of prosperity consciousness. And here's what Catherine Ponder says about using the substance at hand. Use your present visible substance without withholding it, thereby making way for new prosperity to flow to you. However, you have to do this in a certain attitude of mind in order to produce rich results. When there does not seem to be enough prosperity on hand to meet present needs, or when you seem blocked in attaining greater prosperity, take control of the situation. Take control in your thoughts and feelings. Rather than feeling helpless, defenseless, or sorry for yourself, declare to those financial appearances, "Peace, be still." Then is the time to fearlessly and boldly use the substance at hand as far as it will go in the present situation. If there are bills to be paid, do not wait until, quote unquote, enough money comes in to pay all of them, but go right ahead in faith and pay those you can. That is breaking the substance on hand and sending it forth so that it can multiply. Remember the story of Jesus breaking up the loaves and fishes to feed the thousands. Well, guess what? He started the flow. He just trusted there'd be enough. And of course there was. So pay your bills right away as soon as you get them. This creates a flow of money. And I'll tell you what, you guys. Oh, man. And so I digress for just one second here. Let me just tell you, if I can do this stuff, anybody can, okay? Seriously. If I can do this stuff, especially the prosperity stuff, anybody can. Because I have got some real fear stuff around money. Always have had. Have had to work really, really, really hard on my belief systems around that. And I've had to really work the prosperity consciousness thing really hard. I will tell you flat out, it every single time, if I don't pay a bill as soon as it comes to me, if I sit there and go, well, gosh, you know, I need to wait until next week because I have more clients or whatever, then it's like kinking a garden hose. The money, everything just slows down. And it isn't just money. That's the other interesting thing. I notice a change in my physical energy. I notice a change in my emotional energy. I notice that things get more challenging. They just get stickier, okay? Because I'm hanging on. I'm afraid. And I've just shut the bank vault door in God's face. And bless his heart, you know. Thank goodness that God is as patient as he is and as loving as he is. Because I know he's up there just rolling his eyes at me going, oh, there she goes again. Because I know better, and I still do it. So you got to work this stuff. Catherine Ponder actually talks about the fact that she's been literally preaching this stuff and writing about it for 50-some years, and she still daily writes out affirmations and speaks them out loud. Because guess what? She's human. And that's the way you keep that brain in line with the divine. So practice paying your bills right away with the substance at hand. And see what happens with that. It's pretty extraordinary. And you got to get past the fear stuff. So there's some release things. Check out those forgiveness shows again. Get clear on that because that's powerful. So step two, illumination or receiving guidance on how to be prospered. This is the fun step. This requires that you create another kind of flow, the law of attraction or the threefold law, whichever one you want to call it. You take action to draw to you the guidance. So first of all, you have to think rich. You have to think rich to be rich. You just do. You have to imagine yourself wealthy. That's faking it till you make it. That's what they say in the 12-step program. Fake it till you make it. Great, couple of great examples, real world examples. Jim Carrey. It's a great story. I'm sure you've all heard this, but it bears repeating. Jim Carrey, at the beginning of his career, sat every night on this hilltop looking out over the Hollywood sign. And he had a check in his wallet that he had made out to himself for $5 million. And he studied that check and imprinted the vision of that $5 million check in his mind and did his whole visualization thing. Within a year, he had made $5 million and was headed for an off-the-charts career. 1 year took him to do that. Another amazing story is there's a gentleman in New York owned a football team. Very, very wealthy man. Owned several companies. Wealth personified. This was about probably maybe 10 years ago that I heard this story. Saw a thing on TV about it, actually. He bops into the corner grocery store on his way to work, on his way to the office, buys a newspaper, and plops down a couple bucks for a couple of lottery tickets. Wins the largest lottery to date in New York City. Oh, it gets better. 2 weeks later, pops into another corner grocery store, was just compelled, buys one lottery ticket, wins the freaking thing again. And what I was struck by when they did the interview thing on TV, when they interviewed him about it, and the, of course, you know, the person that was doing the interviewing was very dramatic and, you know, was like, oh, you know, what are the odds? And, you know, what in the world compelled you, someone who doesn't need that money, what compelled you to buy those tickets? And he's kind of looking at her like she'd sprouted a second head, like he couldn't wrap his brain around the concept of even the question, because his whole thing was, well, I just knew I was going to win. To him, money was just the way it was. He was wealthy because that's just the way it was. And he had such an awesome attitude. He ended up giving the majority of that money away to charities. But it was just, it was such a great, I just remember the expression on this man's face was like, yeah, I just knew I was going to win. You have to think rich. You really do. And it works. I'm not kidding you. You want to use specific prayers regarding money, wealth, business, etc. Very specific money prayers. We've already covered that whole issue of, oh my gosh, it's not appropriate to ask God for money. You got an issue with that? Check out last week's show. Okay, we talked specifically about those attitudes. You can just toss those in the garbage because it's not true. Money is God's idea. Praying to God about money doesn't mean that you have to pray to God before you're going to get money. It means you got to pray to God so you can be open to receiving money. All right. So here's a couple of quickies that are really, really useful and really powerful. God prospers me now. How simple is that? God prospers me now. If you take that little prayer, God prospers me now, and you say that about 50 times in a row, you're going to be barely able to stay in your own skin. You're going to literally feel so energized by that statement. God prospers me now. Another great prayer that I have used, I can't even tell you how many times I've used this, and I will literally see results, not kidding you, not exaggerating, within minutes, hours at the most. I give thanks for a quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. I give thanks for a quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. And by the way, here's a little enticement to get you onto my Facebook fan page. I post all of these prayers in the discussion section, or the box. It's called boxes, and you click on the link and it'll take you in there. I post all of these prayers because I know it's hard to write them down real fast. But anyway, I give thanks for a quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. I have literally faced a tough week, not a lot of clients on the books, too many bills to pay, and I have said that prayer maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 times, and by the end of the day, my entire week is booked, and my prayers are completely answered, and I'm not kidding you. I can't even count how many times that's happened. Here's a great little trick that's really fun. Bless your purse, your wallet, or your checkbook. See it, visualize it full of money, like bulging. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm such a visual person. I'm so tactile. The idea of just money just falling out is such a turn on. Isn't that the coolest vision? Like in movies when they show, you know, the bad guy shows up with a briefcase full of money. And then, of course, you know, they always rifle through it, you know. It's like, wow. That is so cool. So, you know, obviously you don't want to visualize the bad guy giving you the briefcase full of unmarked bills. That's not what I'm talking about here. But you can see piles of money in your purse or your wallet. That, you know, gentlemen, visualize your wallet so fat you can't sit on it. How's that sound? Okay, there you go. Hold it in your hand while you're doing your prosperity affirmations. Hold your bank book in your hand while you're doing prosperity affirmations. So freaking powerful. I'll be willing to bet you there's a number of you listening to me right now who've had this experience where, you know, you can be doing, you can be thinking prosperous, you can be thinking wealthy, you can be doing prosperity prayers, and then you get the checkbook out to write your bills and you start getting all freaked out. It's like you don't want to look at the amount, you don't want to look at the balance. It's so scary. Balancing your checkbook is so stressful. You have to change the energy on that. You have to change your attitude about that singular thing. That checkbook is a symbol. It's the freaking doorway. Okay. So you gotta bless it. You gotta bless it, and you gotta picture it as part of your prosperity. If you're doing all this other stuff and then the channel is all mucked up with your fear, then again, God's hands are tied. Here's another great tool. Write out your prosperity desires. You want to know why you haven't won the lottery yet, y'all? Because I'll bet you haven't sat down and literally mapped out everything you're going to do with that money. Oh, Barb has. Barb is correcting me. Okay, well, of course she has. So that means you're like one step away from winning the lottery. I'm not kidding you, but a lot of people don't. Barb says she has financial advisors everywhere. I love it. It's perfect. No, you really do need to do that. You need to get everything in line, acting as if you've already won. You want to be prepared. This is one of the reasons why people who win the lottery, you know, get that overnight thing and then they fall apart because they weren't prepared for it. And it's scary. Are you kidding me? It's terrifying when your dreams start to come true. So, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? Or what would you do if suddenly you woke up tomorrow and you had the income that you desire? Get clear and write it out. Don't just have it spinning around in your head. Write it out. That's like making a contract between you and God. Get clear about it. That's just going to make it easier to keep divine order. Therefore, it will be easier for God to give you what you want. Little note about that, okay? Writing out your desires and formulating a plan on paper or your computer screen, whichever works, clarifies the desires in your mind, which creates the focused intention of energy that's required for the law of attraction to operate at its highest potential for you. One of the reasons most people don't do this kind of thing is they're scared to fail or they're scared to be disappointed. It's scary enough to imagine winning, but it's terrifying to actually write it down like it's already happened, because what if it doesn't happen? Then how will you ever get over the disappointment, right? Well, trust me when I tell you, God never disappoints. Never. Getting definite about your desires will not limit your manifestations. That's another thing people worry about. Nor is it telling God what to do, quote unquote. It's creating a channel of focus and a clearer sense of possibility, and it gets your mind in line with your greater good so God can get it to you easier, faster, and more completely. Just make sure you add on the end, this or something better. Crucial statement, this or something better. All right. The next little great tip: write a letter to God or to your angel of wealth, giving thanks in advance for the manifestation of your financial desires. Not kidding you. Love letter. Write a love letter to the angel of wealth. Everything and every desire we have has angels attached to it to help us create it. So write a letter to God or to your angel of wealth, giving thanks in advance for that manifestation. Write out a master plan. That's like that, you know, getting definite about what you're going to do with the money. But it's really about mapping it out. 1 year, 5 year, 10 year plan. And this can be a plan regarding the successful management of a financial windfall like the lottery. Or it can be a plan for the successful development of a business or the development of a career path that you desire that will bring in that kind of wealth. Take your ultimate financial desires and plot them out over a long-term timeline. Always writing them as though you've already manifested them. For instance, I give thanks that I am now experiencing blah, 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 or I have now manifested, you know, $8 bazillion and the, you know, scholarship fund and whatever else. Okay. Map it out. Master plan. Very powerful. Always, always, always include this or something better so that God can upgrade, because he always upgrades. Visualize. For crying out loud, you got to visualize. Spend time during your prayers or any time on intentional daydreaming, visualizing your prosperity desires as manifested. I like to call it feelization, because you got to get into as much sensate detail as possible. What's it going to feel like when you have that checkbook with, you know, several million dollars in it, and that's just your slush fund? What's it going to feel like? How are you going to walk in the world? Then you follow up with prayers of completion, such as, this or something better now manifests according to God's rich good for me. Very important to do these things very clearly. Here's another of my favorite little tricks. Remember when I was talking about you're afraid of looking at your bank statement? This will help you get over that. No kidding. I always check my bank statement online. Check it all the time. Didn't used to. Used to be freaked out by it. But here's how I changed that. You look at your bank statements and you visualize the amount times 10 or more. So let's say you have $500 in your account. You visualize that you have $5,000 in your account, or you visualize $500,000. And let me tell you what, if you really let your imagination go, and you'll be able to see those extra numbers, and it is amazing how that'll make you feel. Then I always recommend that you carry a $1 million bill in your wallet. And if you want to find, you want the best $1 million bills out there, they are on www.tut.com. Great little website. Amazing stuff on there. You can sign up and get these notes from the universe. I wish that he would say God, but he uses the universe so that nobody's offended. But it's great. You can get these emails every day. But they have the store, and you can buy these amazing $1 million bills. They're so realistic. They're so cool. Get them. You can get 10 of them in a package for like $9. Carry a $1 million bill in your wallet. Every time you open your wallet, you see that. It just helps keep your little mind in line. Not kidding you. Barbie, we're not going to break here, sweetie. We're just going to keep rocking, if you don't mind, because I want to make sure everybody gets all of these little tools, because I can't wait to hear what you guys start to create with this stuff. Notice my, notice that I'm basically setting you up. I want to hear from you. I want to know what y'all are doing with these things. Here's the next very cool little thing. Vision boards. These are also known as prayer wheels. Wheels of Fortune, etc. They're posters. I'm sure you've done these to a certain extent. Collages, make collages of pictures of things that you want. But money vision boards are really powerful, and there's some very specific ways to do these. You want to use colored poster board, preferably green or gold, some color that obviously represents money that's symbolic. But trust your instincts on that. Trust what you're drawn to color-wise, okay? But green and gold are two very powerful symbolic colors for money, obviously. And you want to use colored pictures. That's another important little thing. This is known as sympathetic magic. I think you've all heard me talk about this before. Sympathetic magic is literally the oldest form of magic known to mankind. It is what our ancestors did when they painted in the caves before the hunt. It's about creating the visual representation of what you want to draw it to you. And it is extremely powerful. Again, it gets your brain in line, gets your imagination fired up, seeing the possibilities, and then you will energetically draw them to you. So colored poster board, colored pictures, and affirmations, specific affirmations on money. Again, find them in the Catherine Ponder books. You'll just get tons of them. It's amazing. You want a picture representing God in the center of that poster or up on the top, because God is the one that's going to be bringing the money to you. So whatever that needs to look like, it can be a very biblical image, or it can be, you know, the sunlight streaming through the trees, whatever represents God to you, put a picture of God center or at the top of that poster. Don't crowd your poster like layering in an arty collage, okay? Don't do that, because what happens is you end up with crowded, chaotic results. It's really interesting what a difference it makes if you spread things out and have space in between. You know, you can do it very artfully, but don't pile things on top of each other. Here's the most important thing about doing a vision board for money. Put specific images of money on that board. Don't just put images of the things you want when you're wealthy. Otherwise, you could manifest all those great things and have no way of paying for any of them. Okay, just be up to your eyeballs in debt. So you want to put play money. There's those $1 million bills come in handy on this. Play money, pictures of cash, checks, you know, checks made out to you, etc. Put images of money flowing to you on that poster. That is so important. And I'll tell you what, back in the day when I was first doing vision boards, that was before I was really hip to the internet. And I didn't realize that I could have access to all the images that are out there. It's amazing how you can just Google and get a billion pictures of something. I used to have to go through magazines. I was an actual veritable fire hazard because I had hundreds of magazines in my office just for collaging purposes. So lots of pictures of money. And then you want to place that vision board where you can see it every day and spend time and energy mojoing it. Pray over it, look at it, imagine, etc. Just use it to visually stimulate those images of what it will feel like to be wealthy. Another great resource for that is tarot cards, especially the Voyager deck, Dr. James Wanless's deck. The Voyager deck is so awesome because of the photo collages. There's several cards on there that will just absolutely make you feel wealthy when you look at them. Here's another form of sympathetic magic. Act as if. You want a new car, for instance? Really powerful trick is to go buy a keychain. You're doing something to act as though you have the thing you want. Biblical statement, act as though ye have faith and faith will be given unto you. Same holds true for money. So for prosperity specifically, take a photo of yourself in front of the bank where you want your millions. No kidding. Or in front of the kind of house that you'll buy, or, you know, in front of the kind of car that you're going to buy or whatever. Act as if you're wealthy means walk around, window shop in the most exclusive stores. No, you don't have to spend your money in those stores, but go peruse them. Go walk through them and, you know, have some fun with that. Use the best things that you have. Use your best china, wear your best clothes, etc. And invoke the law of divine order by getting your current finances in order. All right, that's acting as if, big time. Now, here's another advanced form of acting as if. I don't recommend this to just anybody. This is one of those professional driver closed course things. No, I'm kidding. Do the fearless thing. Do the fearless thing. If you're down to your last dime, literally, spend it consciously. Spend it deliberately and consciously, expecting that God will be your supply. This requires absolute focus on faith and constant affirmation, and it's not to be taken lightly. It's extremely powerful, but if you go into that, you know, just on a wing and without the prayer, and you kind of mess with it, then you're going to set yourself up for some pretty scary things. So, doing the fearless thing requires very, very deliberate focus and affirmations. Gratitude. Give thanks in advance for the payment of your bills. Write this on the envelopes when you get them. I give thanks for the immediate, complete payment of all financial obligations now, quickly, easily, and in peace. Then you bless your bills, and you bless the companies that you owe money to. I know a lot of people right now are struggling with that. They're mad at their creditors, etc. But the bottom line is, you've got credit or you have these bills because those companies have extended you the credit or the services based on your ability to pay. That's confirmation of your prosperity. So if you're willing to take that perspective, that's going to shift your energy big time. That is such a powerful little thing to do. Not easy, but very powerful. And then be grateful for every freaking penny you have, for every penny you find on the sidewalk. Be grateful for it. And then the third point is union with God and his good. That's the receiving piece. This is where your belief in your worthiness will make or break everything you do with those first two points. So you got to do affirmations like, I'm receiving all the wealth that God has for me now, or I am open and receptive to God's blessings in every phase of my life now. Crucial, crucial things. In fact, next week's show, we're going to be doing the entire show on gratitude since it's the show before Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about the fact that gratitude is more than just an attitude. Very important for manifesting wealth. And we're going to do upcoming shows in the next couple of weeks on tithing, incredibly powerful prosperity tool, and how polarity affects prosperity. That one's thanks to Barb. So I hope y'all got some good information. I can't wait to hear from you about doing this stuff. Okay. So if you like today's show, email it to people you know who might like it. And the show's going to be in the archives in the next day or so. You can go to the radio show page at michellemorgan.org. Click on that email button to send it or share it. And if you love the music, Go to iTunes, download the songs. I'll have those up on my Facebook page. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to my radio show page and hit the donate button, and you can help keep Living on a Prayer listener powered. So thanks, everybody. Be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon PST on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Barbara Lou, thank you, darling. Appreciate it. See you next week. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.